Nolte, poll shows public approves of everyone's handling of coronavirus, except the media. By John Nolte on March 26, 2020. A poll shows the American public gives everyone very high marks for their handling of the coronavirus, except for our fake news media. A Gallup poll released Wednesday shows the American people approve, and by wide margins, of the way every institution is responding to the coronavirus, except for the news media, whose numbers are not only awful, but in far, far, far last place. Here's the breakdown of approve/disapprove. U.S. hospitals, 88% versus 10%. Your child's school or daycare, 83% versus 9%. Your state government, 82% versus 17%. Your employer, 82% versus 14%. Government health agencies such as the CDC or NIH, 80% versus 17%. Vice President Mike Pence, 61% versus 32%. President Donald Trump, 60% versus 38%. Congress, 59% versus 37%. And way, 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 way down at the bottom sits the news media, 44% versus 55%. Will you just look at that? Every single institution responding to the Chinese virus, even Congress, is above water by more than 20 points. Trump is above water by 22 points. And the media are underwater by 9. Every single institution responding to the Chinese virus is way above 50% in public approval, except for the news media, which sit at a paltry 44%. The media are not only in last place, the media rank behind Congress by 15 to 15 points. This poll was taken between March 13 and 22 of 536 employed adults and 262 parents of children under the age of 18. And this is not the first poll to show the public's growing disgust with the media. In worse news for the media, only 61% of Democrats approve of the media's job, which means 39% of Democrats see right through them. Right through their legion of coronavirus lies and their relentlessly appalling attempts to continue to try and score political points against Trump, even during an unprecedented medical and financial crisis. Only 25% of Republicans approve of the job the media's doing, which is lower than the 29% of Democrats who approve of the job Trump's doing. What Trump has done to the media over the last 2 weeks has been absolutely brilliant. By broadcasting his briefings live and agreeing to take pretty much every question asked of him, the public is at long last seeing the media unfiltered. And the contrast between the smallness and meanness and pettiness of the partisan media, and a president who is obviously an in-charge and dynamic leader closing the borders 6 weeks before anyone else, mobilizing the private sector, and working with Democrats who are willing to work with him. This contrast with our hideous media is stark and undeniable, even if you personally despise Trump. By far, Trump's wisest move came on Sunday when he moved these briefings to primetime. What I think happened is that after the media deceptively edited his run-in with NBC's Peter Alexander, Trump decided he needed to move the briefings to a time when millions more Americans would be able to watch live. If you recall, Trump only hit back at Alexander after this partisan disguised as a reporter asked a number of insulting questions, interrupted, and practically heckled the president. But when the fake news media replayed that moment from the afternoon briefing, and did so over and over and over again, the exchange was manipulated to make it look as though Trump lost it over a reasonable question. But now with the briefings being held during prime time, now that millions and millions are watching live, the media cannot play these games. And every day they look smaller and smaller as they fail to get the better of the president. This not only makes the media look awful and disgusts a public that wants these crises taken seriously. Trump's ability to handle these hysterics makes him look competent, cool, and like the leader he truly is. The media have never looked worse than they do now. And even with the whole world watching, even with the whole world wanting everyone to put aside their political differences, they cannot control their pettiness, hate, and partisanship. And now the media are in a box. They begged for press briefings under the arrogant assumption they could use them to make Trump look ridiculous. But now that it is them looking ridiculous while Trump's approval ratings soar, the media have decided now is a good time to start to blacklist the briefings. Imagine how partisan, frustrated, and petty the media have to be to want to blacklist the American president's ability to communicate directly with the American people during a time like this. This is the end of media. They have been totally exposed. This is like catching your mother in bed with someone who's not your dad. No one will ever look at them the same way again. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.